Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
There are studies in the United States indicating that the rate of visual impairment in 20 to 40-year-olds, white 20-40-year-olds, has increased 40% visual impairment. And they're saying this might be related to the rise in diabetes.
They say it might be, but we have to be very careful about this. One is, this was taken from a survey, in the U.S. National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. So it was people who were reporting from a questionnaire what was happening to their vision. So there were no actual measurements taken of vision. They were taking people's reports of whether their vision was off or not, and not really asking what the cause of the vision loss was, because there are other causes. There's glaucoma, there's ultraviolet radiation exposure, there's a bunch of things that can cause vision changes. So all they're reporting is the change in the rate of diabetes, the rate and change of vision in people 20 to 40 years of age, and taken from data from the early 2000s to the mid-2000s. And what they found is that, in terms of what they reported, that instead of 5 per 1,000 people at the initial start of the study reporting vision problems, it went up to 7 per 1,000. And that was the 40%, Stephen. This is one of the things about relative risk and relative change and absolute change. The absolute change was 2 people per 1,000, which sounds a lot less serious than 40%. But that's how they reported things. So, again, it was based on surveys. The people that produced the study also said that you can't produce a cause and effect. All you can say is what we see are people between 20 and 40 years of age experiencing more diagnoses of diabetes. They couldn't differentiate whether it was type 1, which is one that you're born with and is genetically related, or type 2, which is developed over time, usually as a result of obesity and other factors. So that's all we can really say about this, is that it seems to go hand in hand, but we can't actually say that that is indeed the cause.
But often it is the eye doctor who is the first to find some disorder in the body, and retinal disease is often associated with diabetes.
That is correct. And so when someone has a diagnosis of diabetes, so no matter what your age is, you should be getting regular eye exams to look for changes in the arteries of the eye, because just as diabetes damages the arteries of the heart, it damages arteries everywhere. And that's what causes the vision loss, is retinal damage, where the arteries become clogged up. They get more arteries developed in the eye in order to try and bypass the ones that are blocked. And that in itself acts as an obstruction to light hitting the retina.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.
Dr. Barry Dworkin.